Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, constantly chasing deadlines and obligations? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than your arm, and your brain feels like it's about to short circuit? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies busyness, right? But here's the thing. You can't pour from an empty cup. And if you're constantly neglecting your mental well-being, you're essentially running on fumes. That's why today's episode is all about something crucial: prioritizing your mental health first. Listen, taking care of your mental health isn't some fluffy, self-indulgent act. It's essential for living a full and meaningful life. Think about it like this: your mental health is the foundation upon which everything else is built. If that foundation is shaky, everything else in your life will suffer. It's not about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about making small, consistent choices that add up to big results over time. So, how do we actually prioritize our mental well-being? Here are five key takeaways to get you started. First, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean spending hours meditating in a secluded mountaintop, though if that works for you, go for it. Mindfulness is simply about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations in your body, really listen to the sounds around you. It's like hitting the pause button on the endless mental chatter and just being. Next up, make time for activities that bring you joy. This is not negotiable. Whether it's reading, painting, dancing like a maniac in your living room, or simply spending quality time with loved ones, schedule these activities into your week as if they were important meetings. Because trust me, they are. Third, learn to say no. You don't have to be everything to everyone. It's okay to set boundaries and protect your time and energy. Remember, saying nope to something that drains you is actually saying yes to yourself and your well-being. Fourth, cultivate healthy sleep habits. This means getting enough shut-eye. Aim for 7 to 8 hours a night, creating a relaxing bedtime routine, and avoiding screens before bed. A good night's sleep can work wonders for your mental clarity, mood, and overall energy levels. Finally, don't be afraid to seek professional help. If you're struggling with anxiety, depression, or any other mental health concerns, remember that there is no shame in reaching out for support. A therapist can provide invaluable guidance and tools to help you navigate these challenges. You know that feeling when you've had a really long day, and all you want to do is collapse on the couch and binge-watch your favorite show? Yeah, I'm right there with you. But what if, instead of just zoning out, you took a few minutes to engage in a calming activity like taking a warm bath, listening to some soothing music, or journaling your thoughts and feelings? Imagine this. You're feeling overwhelmed by deadlines at work, but you take 10 minutes to step away from your desk and go for a brisk walk in nature. As you breathe in the fresh air and listen to the birds singing, you start to feel your stress levels melt away. When you return to your work, you're feeling more focused, energized, and ready to tackle those tasks. See, it's not about making drastic changes overnight. It's about incorporating small, intentional practices into your daily routine that make a big difference in how you feel. Remember, prioritizing your mental health is not selfish, it's essential. By taking care of yourself, you're better equipped to handle the challenges of life, build strong relationships, and pursue your passions with enthusiasm. So, start small, be consistent, and celebrate those wins. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you prioritize your mental health? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and inspiration together. Don't forget to subscribe to Calm and Confident so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep rocking that life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.